we've been in the prepare mode for several days now, anticipating the worst and preparing for the worst. We've deployed all our specialty equipment throughout the entire state of Connecticut. We have our normal complement of patrol troopers on patrol 24 hours a day, but we supplemented that normal complement with additional manpower to ensure that we have a blanket of public safety over the citizens of Connecticut. We're asking all citizens to heed the evacuation warnings, and when advised or ordered to evacuate, to please do so. Certainly to pay strict attention to any and all announcements made via the media, especially from the Emergency Operations Center in Hartford. The governor is at that location and ensuring that we're getting all information vetted from that location. If you see any trees in or branches down entwined in wires, do not touch them. Do not approach them. Don't assume it's been reported. Report it. That is truly an emergency. And right now we're asking for a voluntary ban of traffic off the highway. If you do not need to go out, it is not safe to go out. And you should certainly stay out of harm's way by staying in a safe location or in a shelter.
What areas of the state are anticipated to be hardest hit by this storm?
Well, certainly the shoreline is an area of concern, but we're certainly watching the entire state of Connecticut.
What's the major concern? Is it the storm surge or high winds?
We're concerned certainly about the flooding, the potential for flooding, the high winds, loss of power, power lines down, and those are major issues that our personnel will certainly be on the alert for.
Are you getting any early reports as far as winds or storm surge?
Yes, there have been some downing of some wires. There has been some minor flooding reported around the shoreline, and certainly we want to instruct all the citizens of Connecticut to keep a strong eye and ear to the media. Everything will be reported publicly from the Emergency Operations Center.
Is there any concern as far as folks getting out this morning and gathering supplies? Are you advising that that people, if they haven't already, have supplies on hand?
Right now, we're hoping that everyone heeded the warnings and began gathering supplies the last couple days. Right now is not the time to be out. As the storm gets closer and closer to land and begins to hit landfall, it increases the danger. This is one of the most dangerous storms that we've experienced in the New York, New Jersey, and greater New England area. And we're certainly encouraging citizens to either be sheltered safely at their homes or at an appropriate shelter, so that they can stay out of harm's way until this storm passes.